Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 KDNS. Tonight, you'll hear from the head coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite football team in action with our Games of the Week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and also online at KDCountry94.com. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chat with head coach Keith Crescine. The St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Browns Electronics in Beloit, Next Tech, and by Willow Spring Services in Beloit.
And welcome to our Thursday Locker Room Chats for the first time this season, joined by Keith Crescine, head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jay football team. Coach, after a 5-4 finish last year, looking to make some improvements with the group this year. Obviously, you do lose some seniors, Ty Brummer, an 8-man all-star for you, Ashton Allen, Garrett Darnell, and then you had a kid that had moved away in Logan Kusler as well. But kind of looking at this group that you do have back, what are you looking at putting some of these guys and hoping you can replace some of that talent you lost?
Well, you know, Dusty, we're real excited again about St. John's Tipton football here again, you know, no matter what. Yes, we did lose some good players. Ty, you know, he was a phenomenal player for us offensively and defensively, and Ashton did a great job at center for us, and, you know, Garrett played defense for us, and, you know, the Kuchler boy, he turned into be a big lineman for us last year and had a lot of enthusiasm. We lose him four. But again, we got a good group coming back that's that has played a lot of football. So, you know, we're looking for somebody to step up and be a playmaker like Ty was. You know, again, it doesn't have to be one. It can be two or three of us. The more people that we put on the field that are explosive as far as catching the ball, running the ball, you know, just taking that leadership that, you know, with only two seniors out in Ben Towner and Kel Dubert, they're going to have to step up and lead, because with two seniors, you know, five juniors and five sophomores, you know, we're still a relatively young team. And as we come together, our roles will probably be different than what they were last year a little bit. But again, you know, we just got to be tough all the time, take it one play at a time, you know, defensively, because we got a good number of skilled people, but on the line of scrimmage is where it counts. We got to get tougher and maintain our blocks there and, you know, get rid of our blockers defensively. Of the line and just play really tough, Dusty.
You mentioned Ben and Kale. It's kind of crazy to me to think this year, last year, you're going to have a Dubert on your team. Kale's a guy that's obviously grown throughout his career, but how much does he mean to you, and how much will this team rely on his leadership?
Well, you know, that's funny that you say that there, because all the Duberts just have grown through the years. They become better players no matter what they did. But the big thing that they had going for them, no matter what, was they turned into great leaders on and off the field. And I think that's Kale's the same boat. He, you know, he's going to step it up. You know, he's not the same player his brothers were. You know, am I going to say he's a lesser player? No, he's Kale. We can't compare them kids, but he's got that Dubert blood in him that, you know, he's got that not quit that I know that he's kind of lead by example and just grind around, and he's going to step it up, you know, and Ben's going to follow suit there, and the young guys are going to learn. You know, I was telling the coaching staff tonight that, you know, we got to be patient as coaches with this team also. You know, yes, we got to get on them if they make a mistake or the wrong reads or the wrong blocks or something a little bit, but we can't, you know, trying to move cards around the players around, we can't, oh, this is not working, we got to get out of it. You know, that's something that we believed in our defense last year. The kids didn't like the 35 that we were in last year to start with, but when things started to develop and they did their job, because you know, it opened up a whole new book, and, you know, then we just trusted our teammates. And that's what we got to do, is develop that trust again, no matter what defense we are in, as well as the offense. We got to trust our guys to make that block. We got to trust the quarterback to step up and make that pass, or that fullback to make that block. And when we come around, we are going to be a really good team, I think, Dusty, as long as we can keep our key players on the field.
We're talking with Keith Crescine, head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays. Quick timeout. We'll come back. We'll talk about the season opener coming up on Friday against Axtell here in our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Stop in Browns Electronics at 705 North Midland Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all their new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans.
Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2-terabyte hard drive and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Brown's Electronics, 705 North Mill and Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
Are you tired of faucets that always drip? Stools that run by themselves? Don't like standing ankle deep in water because the shower drains too slow? When the washing machine drains, where does it back up? Call Willow Spring Services. Let them dry up those drips, straighten up those stools, and speed up those drains. Call Willow Spring Services at 785-738-2474 for your peace of mind.
If you don't have Nextech Internet, you're missing out. Nextech has speeds no other provider can match. Plus, now you can sign up and get blazing fast 20 meg internet for only $30 per month. With Nextech Internet, you can stream without buffering, receive free installation, and the best Wi-Fi with our premium dual band router. Certain restrictions apply. It's easy to switch to Nextech and start saving today. Visit us online or stop by our store and get 20 meg internet for just $30.
And back in the locker room chats, Katy Country 94 with Keith Kersine, head coach of the St. John Sipton Blue Jays. Coach Axtell coming up, one of your probably your toughest season openers that you've had in quite some time here. It's a team that went 6-4 last year, but a lot of guys back. A 1,700-yard passing quarterback in Quinn Bussing, and then Hunter Cook, who had 1,000 yards receiving last year. They've got the skill players. They've got some good linemen as well. It looks like it's going to be a tough go for you here on Friday, but what are your thoughts on Axtell?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. This is the toughest season opener that we've had in a long time. You know, I'm never one to back down on any challenge. We didn't want to be open week one. We filled the game in with Axtell. Axtell's got a lot of similarities than we do. They lost an 8-man all-star player. They lost 2 seniors. They like to throw the ball around a little bit and play catch. They like to run some zone option and stuff. It's going to be a challenge, but we're ready for that challenge to step up to see where we're at first game because, you know, with the short numbers, it's hard to put a full scrimmage together. We can play half and half and, you know, do a lot of different things. But until you're playing 8-on-8 for the most part in a game situation, the kids are going to have to learn more from game one and kind of can or get better because it isn't like we got 3 preseason games and when we go into district play we got a game and then we go into district play, so we got to get better because again we want to challenge as we get better for one of the top spots in our district.
When you were preparing for this football season, there's different regulations that the state put together for practices and everything like that. Did that affect you guys at all?
No, Dusty, it didn't, because pretty much all the regulations and stuff that they got out there, I was basically doing before, you know, because, again, I limit our hitting because I've been around the game almost 30 years now. You can't have your good players getting hurt anywhere in a practice that you don't need to be hitting. So, you know, we limit our hitting. Yes, things were tweaked a little bit as far as having a thud day here and, you know, not scrimmaging back-to-back days. But basically, we're pretty much the same because, again, you know, I feel like the less even scrimmage time that you do get, the more hitting you can do on Friday night, it makes you a little bit more eager to hit. It makes you more eager to do your job as you're talking through defense and offensive assignments throughout practice days, Dusty.
It's Keith Kersine, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays here in the locker room. Chats, Coach, thanks for the time and best of luck against Axtell on Friday.
Thanks a lot, Dusty.
Our St. John's Tipton locker room chats are brought to you by Brown's Electronics, Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit, and Nextech.
You're an expert at building your company, and Nextech is an expert at taking care of your IT. You can sleep better at night knowing you'll receive round-the-clock monitoring, managed software patches, proactive maintenance, cybersecurity and data management, cloud solutions, and the entire Nextech support team. Plus, you won't have to buy or maintain expensive equipment, so there are no upfront costs. Be an expert at your business and let Nextech be your IT experts. Visit Nextech.com to learn more.
Don't just sit in the dark. Put up a new light or add another one. Let us brighten up your life. Can't find an outlet? Extension cord too short? Add an outlet or two or more. Make them handy. Don't just make do. Motor won't run or pump is quit? In the home, on the farm, inside or out, Willow Springs Services can take care of all your electrical needs. Call Willow Springs Services at 785-738-2474. We'll take the spark out of your electrical woes.
Stop in Brown's Electronics at 705 North Midland Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all the new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2 terabyte hard drive and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Brown's Electronics, 705 North Midland Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
We continue in the Northern Plains League with head coach Drew Dusky of the Lakeside Knights. Follow Lakeside and Northern Plains League varsity sports all season long on the web at ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94 are brought to you in part by the State Bank of Downs, Brushart Corporation, and by Nextech.
Welcome back in our locker room chats on Kitty Country 94. We're joined now by Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights. Coach, your team getting set for another season here after a 3-6 year last year. You have 4 returning starters on offense and 5 on defense. Definitely would need to make up for a couple of losses that you had of guys that you're going to miss. And definitely Drew Cunningham and Peyton Johnson, who did a lot of things for you as far as skill position was concerned. When you look at your team right now, do you think you have guys that can step into those different roles for you?
We've got a lot. Like you said, we've got some experience coming back, but we've also got a lot of youth, and you know, there's a couple positions that we're filling, half on offense, really, that, you know, skill positions that people didn't play last year. We're going to have to start a couple freshmen at offensive ends, and, you know, hopefully, you know, they can kind of replicate a little bit of what Peyton was able to do the last couple of years out there for us. And then, you know, you got to replace a senior fullback in Nick Schmidt and a senior tailback in Drew Cunningham, which, Wyatt Everly is going to step up to take over the fullback spot, and Carter Brown the tailback spot. And, you know, they've been repping those spots the last couple of years and stuff. And, you know, it's not like a whole lot's changed, but they know what they're doing and they know the position. It's just going to be a different feel for them when they're actually out there on Friday night. You know, we can practice as much as we want, but we're going to have to see what they can do when it comes to Fridays.
You mentioned what you've been doing in practice. I know, Bobby, it's kind of asking coaches what they feel about the new regulations and everything, and they're in week one with no two-a-days and stuff like that. Did that affect you guys, or do you stay away from those normally?
I mean, we did some walkthroughs and stuff like that in the evenings, but it didn't really affect us a whole lot. And to be honest with you, you know, when you got 12 guys out, you're not going probably as hard and heavy as some of the other teams where they got more numbers and more bodies to throw out at different things. So I don't think the new regulations affected us very much.
You were talking with Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside. Now, so we'll take a time out. When we come back, we'll go over the opener on Friday night against Thunder Ridge here on the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
This message brought to you by Brushart Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brushart Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
You're an expert at building your company, and Nextech is an expert at taking care of your IT. You can sleep better at night knowing you'll receive round-the-clock monitoring, managed software patches, proactive maintenance, cybersecurity and data management, cloud solutions, and the entire Nextech support team. Plus, you won't have to buy or maintain expensive equipment, so there are no upfront costs. Be an expert at your business and let Nextech be your IT experts. Visit Nextech.com to learn more.
And back on our locker room chats on Kitty Country 94, still with Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights football team. Coach, getting set to start the season against Thunder Ridge coming up on Friday night.
The Longhorns, a team that had struggled for a while there. They picked up a couple wins last year and broke a long losing streak there. You played them last year and picked up a win against them. But when you look at Thunder Ridge, what do you expect to see from this year's group? I know they've lost some players, but they have a new coach in Joel Struckoff, who had a very good career there as a player at Thunder Ridge.
Yeah, and it's kind of hard to guess of what they're going to do, you know, with having a new coach from the last couple of years. But, you know, we're kind of preparing right now for them to try to establish a run game and kind of run it down our throats. You know, they're going to have some big kids. You know, they've got more bodies than we do, and they're going to be a lot bigger than we are too, which is, you know, that's going to be most games with us. You know, we don't have a whole lot of size, but I think they're going to try to run the ball, and we just got to be able to step up and stop them.
What do you look for from your team? Like you talked about earlier, you got 12 out. What do you hope to see from this group here in game one and those improvements that you're trying to look for?
I just want to be able to watch our older guys. You know, we've got, you know, four or five guys that played some aspect of varsity ball last year, and they got to step up and be leaders, because I've got six freshmen, and quite a few of those freshmen are going to be having to start on offense or start on defense or somewhere in the game. And, you know, it's going to be an eye-opening experience for them. And I just want to see my upperclassmen and my varsity leaders help them out and make sure they're doing the right things and they've got their positions. And, you know, if they have any questions, make sure those guys are leading them out there. And then effort, you know. I don't care if we're outside. I don't care if I got a 96-pound kid lined up against a 160-pound kid. I just want to see effort. I just want to see them go out, do their jobs correctly, and just try. And that's all I ask. That's what we talked about in practice, and that's what I'm going to ask on Friday.
Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights, here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck against the Longhorns Friday night.
Thanks, Dusky.
And you can catch that season opener on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com, on Friday, beginning at 6:30 with pregame and kickoff at 7. Our Lakeside Locker Room Chants are brought to you by the State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation in Downs, and Nextech.
If you don't have Nextech internet, you're missing out. Nextech has speeds no other provider can match. Plus, now you can sign up and get blazing fast 20 meg internet for only $30 per month. With Nextech internet, you can stream without buffering, receive free installation, and the best Wi-Fi with our premium dual band router. Certain restrictions apply. It's easy to switch to Nextech and start saving today. Visit us online or stop by our store and get 20 meg internet for just $30.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
We continue our Thursday night locker room chats with Rock Hills head coach Brock McMillan. Remember to tune in to Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 for our football games of the week. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are brought to you by Kears Driftway in Mankato, Bonert Welding and Jewel, and by Mankato Professional Pharmacy.
Welcome back on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Please be joined by Brock McMillan, the head coach of the Rock Hills football team, getting set for the 2018 season. Coach, pretty good group that you have back. You have experience, especially at the skill positions, from last year's 8-2 team. You lost to Hanover in the first round of the playoffs. Guys like Derek Gillett, Zane Colson, Riley Welchel, all back there at skill positions for you. But the big problem you have right now is probably your offensive line, who you lost basically everybody up front from last year that helped lead those guys. What are your thoughts on the way things are looking in practice as you try to replace some of them players?
Well, that's definitely one of our places we're trying to build, is when you bring back your three starting backs in the backfield. That's definitely always a good thing. But the only person on that line that we return is Cheyenne Miller, who started last year at center as a sophomore. So You know, we're three or four new guys up front, but some of those guys definitely got quite a bit of varsity experience in last year. So definitely very raw at those positions right now, but definitely have some guys that I think are capable of playing up front and playing those, especially those three interior line spots, and even mixing some guys in a tight end that are younger and definitely know how to play the position, or just are a little bit inexperienced. And I think we're making good strides with them. I think that it'll definitely be a situation where they're going to get better and better each and every week. We hope that's the case. But right now, definitely inexperienced, but definitely guys that are potential are definitely definitely capable of playing those positions. So.
When I look at most of the polls, you guys are in the top five, as high as number two in 8-man Division II. Do you feel like your team has the potential to be that good of a team?
Well, I don't like most seasons we're not anywhere near that top five, and that's a good feeling because the less you bring up those rankings, the more under the radar we are, and that's when we can go out and surprise some people. So, you know, we talk to kids. Try not to pay attention to those things because, especially early in the season, they don't mean a whole lot. Your play on the field over the first, you know, 5-6 weeks will dictate what type of team you are. So, I definitely feel I'm very confident, especially with those guys in the backfield. Speed wise and just football smart, I think they're probably one of the best backfields in A-man football. Between and definitely in the area, Osborne and Rock Hills, I think both probably have two of the most talented backfields in the area, but at the same time, we don't need to dwell on the rankings. We need to go out on the field and not worry about those things. And like I said, our play on the field hopefully will show what type of team we are. Hopefully, getting midway through the season, so we'll let that kind of all figure itself out. But definitely, really happy with the way our group has worked so far. We got a blend of experience with some guys that maybe don't have as much, and they've came together and they've really learned a lot in the first 3 weeks of the season.
Talking with Brock McMillan, head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies. Let's take a time out. When we come back, we'll continue on our Locker Room Chats here on Katy Country 94.
At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. You'll find more than a place to fill your prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care, answers to your questions, and exceptional customer service. Also, stop by and learn more about their GMP digital photo kiosk. As school and sports season has started, Mankato Professional Pharmacy has braces and other aids for the athlete in your family to stay healthy and safe. That's Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in and let them take care of you.
Don't miss a great savings after Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway in downtown Mankato. They have Bar S Meat Franks, selected varieties, 8 to 16 ounce for just 89 cents. It's out there Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway in downtown Mankato. There's great savings out there Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway downtown Mankato. Selected varieties, 12 to 14 ounce Johnsonville smoked brats, 4 for $10. It's out there Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway in downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
And welcome back here on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're still with Brock McMillan, head coach of the Rock Hills football team. Coach, initially you're supposed to start the season against Blue Valley Randolph this Friday night, but they're low on numbers, so they've forfeited that game. So I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the things that you do now. But going back to as you started practice, so with new regulations that Keisha put out this year, with kind of limiting two-a-days and things like that, does that affect you, or do you not do two-a-days, or what's some of the things that you've seen from the difference of the way you structure practice here early this season?
Well, I know there were a lot of coaches that were kind of bummed by the change, but really, in all honesty, it didn't affect us too much. I know they're really, especially the first week of the season, trying to get the kids more eased into the season, and I think a lot of it had to do with just the heat in general, but this year we didn't have a real hot first week, so I think it was meant to really help ease the kids into it and get them that first week, get them working, and then you could build on that as the season grew, which we don't normally do anyway. So in the past, we'd always had two-a-days where we'd bring the kids in the morning and we'd have them lift and we'd condition them in the morning. Then we'd come back in the afternoon and we'd get a regular football practice in. And under the new rules, they didn't let you do that. The only thing you could do in the morning was come in and have a walkthrough. So we took advantage of that. A few mornings out of that first week, we came in and walked through the playbooks and things like that, and kind of got some of the, especially the younger kids, kind of acclimated with the new stuff. So, the only sense that really affected us was maybe a little bit of conditioning that first week that we had to mix into practice. We didn't get in the morning, so didn't really throw us off a whole lot, but it was definitely a little different than usual.
So with the not having the first game here against Blue Valley Randolph, you guys are in a unique situation here with the way your schedule is set up because of districts now with seven teams in the district. Your first game of the season is going to be a district game. How tough is that for you to kind of grasp that concept of Lakeside's going to come in with some experience already?
Well, it's one of those things where in the past you've always had 3 or 4 weeks to kind of rear up for that district game. Usually you'd have the first 4 weeks of the season where it'd be a non-district foe, and you'd kind of use those first 3 or 4 weeks to kind of get the kinks worked out and get ready for district play, and that was really what you strive to get better for. And now where we've had the new playoff formula put in and week nine's gone now we're in a 17 district, it comes at you real fast. We don't have a week one game, unfortunately, and now week two we are starting district play. So it's one of those things where, hey, we got an extra week of practice, so you can use that as a positive that you got one more week to get things kind of installed the way you like them to. But same time, there's really no room for error. You got to hit the ground running, and that first week is important. So it's one of those things where. Not the ideal situation, but at the same time, it's important to really take a lot away from that first week, and hopefully going in against Lakeside, we can hopefully treat that as game one and like you would start of the regular season, and hopefully we can come out and play well and take a lot away from that, because we'll have another challenge in week three with one of our non-district games in Hanover.
Rock McMillan, head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies here in the locker room. Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time this week. We'll look forward to talking Grizzly football with you all season. Good luck as you get rolling here.
All right. Thank you, Dusty.
Our Rock Hills locker room chats are brought to you by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Keir Swiftway in Mankato, and Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
You'll find great savings out for Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. In the produce department, they have red seedless watermelons, fresh, just $2.99 each. It's out for Tuesday at Keir Swiftway in downtown Mankato. There's great savings out for Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. 1 3/4 quart selective varieties of Best Choice ice cream, 2 for $4. It's out for Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato.
At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. You'll find more than a place to fill your prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care, answers to your questions, and exceptional customer service. Also, stop by and learn more about their GMP digital photo kiosk. As school and sports season has started, Mankato Professional Pharmacy has braces and other aids for the athlete in your family to stay healthy and safe. That's Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in and let them take care of you.
Our Thursday night locker room chats continue on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com with Sylvan Lucas head coach Ben Labertue. Remember to tune in to the KD Country 94 and Z96.3 football games of the week. And don't forget our preview show every Friday night, getting you set for kickoff, called the Football Express, that airs at 5:40 each Friday evening. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang locker room chats are brought to you by the Bennington State Bank. Now let's get you caught up as to what is happening with Mustang football with head coach Ben Labertue.
And we're back in our locker room chats on Katy Country 94. We're Ben Laberty, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustang football team. Coach, another season on the horizon for you here as you get set for 2018. It's kind of taking a look back. Last year you went 8-2 and had a pretty good season, but you do lose about half of your starters from last year's group. When you reassess and look at what you have coming back this year, what are your thoughts on the way things have gone for you here early on?
You know, I've been pretty pleased with how the kids have worked. This group's definitely a different group, you know, than, say, last year's group. Last year, they had quite a bit of talent. This crew, I'm not saying they don't have any talent. It's just they're just more workman type. They just know they got to go to work because they don't maybe have the same skill set that last year's crew had. And I've been pretty pleased with their work ethic early. Like I said, they show up. They work hard. We've been blessed with some really good weather early on here as far as practices went, and now we're getting into a little heat, so we kind of have to adjust to that. So, but all in all, I've been pretty pleased.
When you think about kind of replacing some of those players you lost, R.J. Harbour was a starting quarterback for you for a long time, and probably would have been an all-star had he not got hurt there in your final playoff game there. Owen Kruger, a guy that spent a year with you there, and then Dylan Stride obviously did some good things for you over his four-year career. How do you go about trying to get that type of production from different players here?
Oh, we just have to have some young guys step up. You know, a guy like R.J., he's so, you know, valuable to have on the field because he's so intelligent. You know, so it's going to take a group effort to replace some of that stuff. And the other two, just they were athletic. You know, they just brought a lot to the table as far as athleticism. But, it's going to take a lot of people up in their game just a little bit.
Kind of looking, you talked about the weather's been nice for you for practice, and one of the big things in the off season here with the new rules that the state put in place due to the heat acclimatization and things like that. So it changed things up a little bit as far as having the ability to do two-a-days during that first week. Does that affect you as a coach, or do you stay away from that sometimes?
We never did much for two-a-days anyway, just because our kids travel in from such a distance within our district, but in the same sense, we normally have some warmer weather early on in practice, and this year we just didn't have it, you know, and we don't start school until later, so we're able to do a morning practice for the first 2 weeks. So, you know, this week when we're back in the afternoon, you can tell, and it's tough on the kids, but, you know, we got a lot of conditioning in early just because the weather was good, but you still have to get used to that heat. So, you know, it's going to be interesting what Friday brings when the temperature's 95 degrees and, you know, hopefully we get rid of some humidity and the kids will do fine.
And we're talking with Ben Laberty, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. Quick timeout. When we come back, we'll continue on and talk about the season opener coming up Friday night for Sylvan Lucas here on Katy Country 94.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. We're still with Ben Laberty, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. Coach, getting set to start the 2018 season here. You host Chase coming up on Friday night. A group that you probably don't know a whole lot about. They did lose some talent from last year's squad, and they have another new coach this year, Brent Schneider, taking over after being an El Dorado assistant and then head coach at Ellsworth at one point. Just kind of looking at Chase, what do you expect to see from their group coming up on Friday?
Chase always plays hard. Those kids, they come in, they fight, they play hard, they're physical. You know, they bring back a lot of talent. They bring back center, quarterback, fullback, tailback. I really like their quarterback. He does a really nice job. Tailback's got really good speed. And, you know, I know they have some big young kids up front, so I expect them to be awful good. You know, I think they got a good coach there. He's going to, I think, have them pretty fundamentally sound. You know, I expect them to be pretty tough for us. So, you know, I'm just hoping we show up and compete.
What do you look for most from your team in week one? What do you focus on for the group?
You know, basically just getting them to respond to live action. You know, all of a sudden it gets a little different once things get real. And, you know, with young guys,
that haven't had a lot of varsity time, it's going to be an adjustment right away. So I'm hoping they adjust quickly. I'm hoping they step up, and that's kind of the stuff I'm thinking about and we're working on this week, is just getting them mentally ready for some live action and making them understand that some things are going to go bad. You know, some bad things are going to happen. They just have to respond correctly and make sure we correct stuff.
Ben Laberty, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck as you open out the season on Friday against Chase.
Thanks, Dusty.
Our Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean. Bennington State Bank.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 KDNS. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the football coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest football news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmond, Lincoln Leopards, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. And don't forget to tune in to the Football Express, presented by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, our own preview show airing at 5:45 Friday nights, previewing all of the area matchups in the listening area. And after the games, catch the KD Country 94 local high school scoreboard show at 10:05.